All right, so you're diving into Goblin's Cache. That's awesome.
Okay.
But you're hitting that thing that trips everyone up, right? Those liquidity positions, they don't always split evenly. And it's like, what's the deal?
Yeah, you want it to be nice and clean, 50-50, but then.
Curveball, right?
Exactly. And we're going deep on this. This isn't just like, oh, yeah, it's how it works. We're figuring out WHY.
Got to understand the big
Yeah,
connectors,
you're
dude.
seeing these numbers, and it's like, am I doing something wrong?
Right. And the thing is, you're probably not. It's this concept, tick spacing, throws people off.
Tick spacing. Yeah. When I first heard that, I was like, is this about watches? What's going on?
It's way more interesting than it sounds. Trust me. This is like core to how Goblin's Cache works.
So break it down for us. What's tick spacing in plain English? Okay, so imagine instead of prices moving smoothly, it's like a ladder, right?
I'm picturing a ladder.
Each rung, that's a price. And the space between the rungs, that's your pick spacing.
So it's not like the stock market where it's every fraction of a cent. It's like it's these set levels.
Exactly. And those levels, they matter big time because they tie into the fees you pay.
Right, because Goblin's Cache has those different fee tiers, yeah.
Higher fee tier, wider tick spacing,
Yeah.
fewer rungs on that ladder.
So less granular, less fine-tuned, kinda.
Yep. And this is where that uneven split starts making sense. See, you're providing liquidity, right?
You're saying I'm game to play between this price and that price.
But those prices you want might not be rungs on the ladder.
Because of the tick spacing, it has to land on whatever's available, even if it's a little off.
Bingo, you're getting it. So even if you set your range
The
perfectly,
protocol's like, yeah, closest I got is this rung and this rung.
uneven split.
It's like trying to measure out flour for baking, but you only have a teaspoon, no tablespoons. It's going to be lumpy.
Perfect analogy. And that's why this isn't just some technical detail. It impacts everything.
So, real-world Goblin's Cache, walk me through it.
All right, picture this. ETH, right? $1,879. That's our starting point.
Okay, keeping it real.
You're thinking ETH's going up at least a little bit.
Bullish, I like it.
So tight range, plus or minus 1%. Gotta squeeze those fees.
Gotta catch those moves.
Exactly. So ideally, $1,860 on the low end, $1,899 on the high, nice and symmetrical.
Balanced, love it.
Here comes tick spacing to mess it all up. Say you're on a fee tier wide spacing.
Chasing those juicy rewards.
Gotta do it. But here's the thing. $1,860, $1,899 might not be ticks on this ladder.
Wait, so even though I did the math, the pool's like, eh, we play by different rules.
Welcome to Goblin's Cash. The closest it can get might be like $1,858.
And on the top end.
Maybe it snags $1,900.
Yeah.
Seems tiny, right? But the protocol's got to use those prices.
So to hit that $1,900, it overshoots how much USDC I put in, throws the whole thing off.
Uneven split, my friend. All because those ticks weren't where you wanted
It's
them.
like, okay, imagine you're drawing with a dot to dot, but someone took out half the numbers, yeah.
You're stuck connecting whatever dots are left.
And my beautiful swan is like a lumpy triangle now. It's the thought that counts, right?
Hey, in DeFi, a lumpy triangle is still progress, but that's why knowing this stuff is huge EE.
Because otherwise you're just guessing. And Goblin's Cache is not about guessing. Nope. This is about informed risks. And speaking of risk, remember impermanent loss.
Oh, yeah, the thing everyone's scared of, but no one can fully explain.
Kick spacing plays a part in that too.
Wait, seriously, I thought more price points, tighter range, that's safer.
Not always. See, tighter spacing. More trading happens within your range.
Because even tiny price moves are hitting those ticks.
And every trade, little bit of impermanent loss potential. Even if you're making money overall.
Okay, you're holding a bunch of balloons, right?
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Tight spacing, it's like someone keeps poking them, little losses here and there.
Wider spacing, fewer pokes, but when they do happen, could be a bigger impact.
So, do you want a million paper cuts or one really bad stub toe? Decisions, decisions.
And that is where strategy comes in. This isn't just about avoiding uneven splits anymore. It's about knowing what kind of ride you're signing up for. I'm starting to see it's like, you can just toss your money in and hope, but it's like, well, that's gambling, not DeFi.
Exactly. This is about being the house, right? You got to set things up for the best odds.
Okay, so how do we do that? Because uneven splits, impermanent loss, it's intimidating.
Remember, we talked about multiple positions. That's key EY.
Instead of one big Goblin's Cache bet, it's like spreading it out.
More like different bets, but you're in control of ECH1. Think of it this way. You open one shop, right?
Okay, I've got my little goblin shop selling potions, I guess.
Sure. But you only price things one way. Some customers, they'll pay whatever, others are on a budget.
So I need multiple shops, each with different potion price ranges.
Boom. Now you're catering to everyone. One shop's got the tight range, high fees, action-packed.
The quick trades for the impatient adventurer shop.
Got it. Then your wide range shop. That's for the long game, big price swings.
Less impermanent loss risk, but maybe gotta wait longer for that sweet, sweet return.
Exactly. And by having both, even if one shop's a little uneven that day.
The other one might be killing it. I'm seeing it now.
This is how the pros do it. They're not just predicting the market.
They're setting up a system to work no matter what the market does.
And Goblin's Cash gives you all the tools, calculators, the tick info. It's all there.
We didn't even get into that today, but that's a whole nother deep dive waiting to happen.
Right. This is just scratching the surface, but that's the fun part. Always more to learn.
So, if someone's listening, feeling overwhelmed, what's the one thing they should take away?
Tick spacing. It's not just a tech term. It's telling you how Goblin's Cash actually functions.
Master that, and everything else starts making more sense. It's like the secret code.
And you've got the cipher now. Go forth and experiment. That's how you learn best.
Exactly. And who knows? Maybe you'll be the one teaching the deep dive next time.
Always room for more Goblin experts.
That's it for us this time, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, don't just play the game. Understand it. We'll see you in the next deep dive.